This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the third day of January, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, tomorrow, Saturday, January the 4th, will be my first seminar of the year. That will be at noon at the Sizzlin' Steak and More restaurant in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. I'll have energy cleaners for sale there, $25 off. You have to be there in person to get the discount. Energy cleaners, $25 off at my seminar tomorrow, free and open to the public. Look forward to seeing as many of you as can get there as possible. At standeo.com, we have some earth change headlines. The first several had to do with the storms that in the eastern part of the United States, where up to 100 million people face mammoth winter storm. We're getting the edge of it here where I live. In fact, in the next couple of days, we're looking at a temperature of minus 10 degrees for a couple of nights. Hasn't been that cold here for quite a few years, but we will deal with it. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison and my friend Diane Johnston, and we will be talking about the things that concern us, the radiation event at Fukushima, Japan, the flu virus, and so forth. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
How are you?
Real good. Well, we're going to spend most of our time, I imagine, talking about Fukushima, but let's get an update on the H1N1 and first before we go on to the radiation events.
Well, we've had a man die in East Texas, almost at the Louisiana border. He was 53, and he had been jailed September 30th, I think it was, for terrorist threats. Now, I don't know what that means. It was only a misdemeanor. And but he was healthy, and he was 53 years old, and on December 5th, he was sent over to the hospital because he had a respiratory problem. And it was initially diagnosed as bacterial pneumonia. And so I assume, although it doesn't say in the article, that he was being treated with antibiotics. Well, as it turns out, they sent him back to the jail. The jail sent him back to the hospital claiming that he was still contagious. They put him in a coma and started draining fluid out of his lungs. Eventually, they did an H1N1 test the day before he died, and he tested positive for the H1N1. Mm. So he was in a coma for 22 days, and then he died. They didn't say what he died from. I mean, he was on a respirator, and they were draining the fluid, so I don't think he died of pneumonia. But there have been reports that people are having massive organ failure with this H1N1. So because of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and their rules and regulations, you know, people can be jailed for saying very innocuous things, and then you can end up dead.
Jeez.
So this is a very bad flu. He hadn't been inoculated, and there seemed to, the word out of the CDC is, well, if you get your flu shot, then you won't catch this. I don't know if that's true or not, because we don't have any numbers yet to support that. Well, you know, we don't have an epidemiological study yet.
And I hear H1N1 is spread to other parts of the country. I'm hearing Kansas City and Indiana. What are you hearing?
Yes, it's now spread in 1 week. Or in 1 month, it spread to 33 other states. And if you look at the map is, it's scary. You know, it's become widespread in New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Texas, Alaska, Louisiana, Virginia, Alabama, and Wyoming, among others. And I know that it's widespread here in Missouri. You can self-quarantine, or the public health can force you to quarantine if they declare it an epidemic. They have not declared it an epidemic yet, and it's not clear how people are getting this. I don't think that they're looking at contacts, so I don't know. I guess they will be looking at the inmates. You know, anybody in a closed environment, such as prisons or jails, or, you know, any place where you're forced to be around other people are susceptible. And I wish we could get, you know, it'd be nice to get some more information out of the mortality and morbidity report, the weekly report that comes out of the CDC, but we haven't. So far, this has not been, it's only been going for 2 months. You know, the first death occurred in November.
How many people have died so far, do you know?
Well, that's part of the complicating information, is that initially, when the people went into the hospital, they were just diagnosed with an illy. They didn't pass. I mean, they weren't caught by the screening test. It didn't show up as a flu A or a flu B. So the early deaths were reported as respiratory failure, not having anything to do with any particular flu virus. And still, they are not testing people. What happened is that the test for the type A flu virus doesn't work, the rapid test. And the other test costs more, so it's cost-benefit ratio. They say, I've read reports that say, well, we know people are going to die during the flu season. Yes, but not people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And now the last thing I read out of CDC was that the age range was from 18 to 49. Well, if you read, the best way to get news is to read the local news. So whatever town you're interested in, see if you can find it in the local newspaper or the feed, and because you'll get more information there. Some of these news reporters are really good. This one in East Texas, she was really good. She went and talked to the jail, she talked to the hospital, she talked to the family, and so we have a pretty good idea, although not an excellent idea, of how he died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to track this and, of course, stay on top of it, and people need to be proactive. Of course, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the third day of January, visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. And anyway, ladies, is there anything else we need to talk about the flu right now before we move on?
Well, I think people need to realize that they need to take precautions. You want to be washing your hands a lot. If you're going to be in a crowd, wear a mask. The mask you shouldn't wear for more than 15 minutes, though. So keep in mind, keep your distance, keep what they call social distancing, 6 feet, although we don't have a mode of transmission yet. They're calling it the flu, but I don't know if it is flu or not. There are hemorrhagic aspects to it.
Well, the hemorrhagic part is pretty scary. It's not confirmed yet, though, is it? Or is it?
Well, we have massive organ failure. We don't see that in seasonal flu.
Right.
And yet yeah. They've categorized this as part of seasonal flu. So,
right.
You know, the death certificates say illy, influenza-like illness. Well, that doesn't tell you whether it's hemorrhagic or not.
Right.
In fact,
right.
You're led to believe that it isn't, and yet people are dying from massive organ failure.
Well, there'll be some doctor or nurse that will come forward if they're trying to cover this up. Somebody will come forward and spill the beans on it.
I have to tell you about a news-breaking situation that's occurring off the coast of Europe.
Okay.
That is, we have a low out there that's at 952 millibars. 952 millibars is almost a Category 4 hurricane strength.
Really?
Yes. When you look at the surface analysis for the North Atlantic Ocean, it is mind blowing. I mean, you just see all these millibar lines around this low, and 952 is mighty. That is a very low. The high is 1027. So if you take the difference between those, you've got 75 millibars difference between the low and the high. That means those winds are gusting. And it's moving into, well, it's going across Britain and heading into Germany, France, all those northern European nations.
So is most of the storm still out at sea?
Apparently it is. I looked at the European storm forecast. And they're not showing anything at this time. Now, they think that they're just saying there's a 5% chance that it's going to be severe. So I just don't know what to think about what they're saying. If I look at the surface analysis on the North Atlantic, though, it's really. I mean, when we look at the low that's coming up the west coast of the United States, it's at 1007. And this one is at 952. I mean, there's just no comparison.
Right, right. Well, if it becomes a storm, I mean, I don't have time right now to pick up the radar. But is there? Does a storm have a counterclockwise swirl and a well-formed eye?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It does.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They've got a warm front and the trailing cold front, and you know they've done their job on analysis. Now they're also showing another one off of the mid-Atlantic. By the way, we had an asteroid that hit off of Venezuela. It was discovered on January 1st. It hit on January 2nd, confirmed by three different amateur astronomers since it was a holiday. And some people spend their holidays looking at the stars, I guess.
Well,
anyway. There was a small asteroid that hit in the Caribbean Sea just off of Venezuela yesterday, and that was confirmed. And it was only found the day before.
Fast-moving object, it sounds like.
It was a very fast-moving object, and it just came in and hit.
Amazing.
So I don't know if people will be down there trying to find it, but I doubt it because it's pretty deep. If it hit on land...
I know we have lots of listeners in Europe going back to that storm in the North Atlantic that are listening. And if you're not aware of this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're living in Europe or the United Kingdom, you need to become aware of it and make appropriate precautions to deal with this. Let's move on to one of our favorite topics, Japan. Diane Johnson, I was kind of surprised. I thought you might be headed for South America by now.
Well... when we last talked, it did alarm me. There was a report with Turner Radio Network, and I did have sort of a feeling that this was not, it was a new piece of journalism that kind of popped up out of nowhere, and I thought, you know, it doesn't feel right. There's no other information out there like this, so I'm not so sure about the source. So I did some research on this man, and not to dispel anything he has to say, but there really didn't seem to be any evidence for what he was saying. And I did some research. He'd been thrown in jail. supposedly was an FBI informant. I'm not sure the whole lowdown, but it was sort of sketchy, his background.
Right.
So I wasn't too sure about the source, even after I talked to you. But needless to say, Turner Radio Network had leaked out some information that a couple of days ago that there was an inordinate amount of steam being released from Reactor 3 at Fukushima.
Right.
At that point, they were saying we were in a complete meltdown. It was happening now. And in 2 days, all of this fallout would hit the West Coast. You need to evacuate. So that was what was going on. And Arnie Gunderson, who is a well-known nuclear physicist, got a lot of mail from people very frantic what's going on. And he sort of relieved their fears by saying there's a lot of visible steam at Fukushima Unit 3 right now. And it's been constant, this radioactive release, since, 2 years ago. The only difference is that it's really cold there now and you can actually see the steam. Now, whether or not that's true, no one really knows because you can't get close enough to measure anything. And it's coming from the hot rubble, and it's not related to a new explosion. So that was really good news to hear from Arnie, who I think pretty much knows what he's talking about. So that was the latest. And the more information I've listened to in the last couple days, there's really not any great news being released.
Right.
Now, that particular reactor, number 3, the fuel storage pond, still houses an estimated 89 tons of plutonium-based MOX nuclear fuel. It's composed of about 514 fuel rods. So it's a lot of stuff. And reactor 2 is in just as bad a shape. So those are the things, we want to keep watching and keeping our eye on. But, I'm definitely making preparations in case something does blow. And, that's kind of what's going on.
Right,
One other thing that I mentioned, there was a viral video, a video that went viral about a week or two ago with a man that had the Geiger counter from San Francisco. Did you recall anybody talking about that?
Not that one. There was one from St. Louis, but I'm not sure about
right.
The one from San Francisco.
The one in San Francisco is a gentleman who just walked along Stinson Beach or in Pacifica right on the ocean.
Right.
And as he approached the water, it was about 60, so it was probably double than what the norm is in the airspace at any given time in San Francisco, 30 CPMs with their inspector Geiger counter. And as he continued to go towards the sand bank, it got, just like you were in rain or anything else, it got very hot, and it was up to about 215 CPMs. When 100 CPMs is, go get some cover. It's an alert. So that was quite alarming, and I thought, oh, my goodness, what
I would
that
think
mean?
It would be. Well, we'll talk about what that means when we come back from the break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, January. Freeze-dry guy does not have a January special yet. I expect he will soon. Regardless, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll find all kinds of not only freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, but you'll find preparedness items such as first aid kits, survival tools, water filters, solar power, backpacks, books and DVDs, and sleeping bags. He carries the Wiggies Overbag. Now, this is something, a sleeping bag that goes on over your regular sleeping bag that makes your regular sleeping bag 35 degrees warmer. That's a massive improvement. Wiggy sleeping bags are highly regarded and highly respected within the special forces community. It's the bag that every guy wants to take out in the bush with him. So check out freezedryguy.com and the Wiggy's Overbag sleeping bag at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison and Diane Johnson, and we're talking about these flu viruses and radiation. And you were talking, Diane, just before the break about this video that went viral out in California. And apparently radiation levels were dangerously high, weren't they?
And it was quite alarming. I got very concerned because I figured, gee, either the plume that was supposed to hit West Coast in early January of 2014 is from the air, or perhaps the current has taken so much radioactive water that those hot particles are now being deposited onto the sand, even on the West Coast in Northern California. For sure, you know, something's going on. But I was really thinking that can't be possible. I mean, my gut was saying, wait a minute, that seems awfully high. What is going on? Well, the good and the bad news, we still don't know the exact answer, but what we do know is the Wall Street Journal just published an article. Plutonium levels are 1,000 times the normal on the seafloor 50 miles from San Francisco.
I read that.
Yes, and they said the major nuclear dump, it's a major nuclear dump offshore. It's a threat to health. And around 50,000 containers of radioactive waste was put in there. And it's going to affect globally, it's a globally significant ecosystem. It's called the Farallon Dump. And, that's what it's measuring. So I'm hoping, I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, but I am hoping that that isn't related to Fukushima, that actually what he was picking up was, you know, either way, it's a terrible situation, but, You see what I'm saying, that we're dumping this kind of stuff right off the coast?
Is that still being done? Do you have any idea?
I don't think so. I wouldn't know, but I will do some research on that. I was just sort of relieved in sort of a sick way that it wasn't Fukushima, because if it was, that would mean all of our coasts are already contaminated. Now, I don't know. I'm sure there's hot particles here and there, but to have those high levels already coming from Fukushima, I was kind of shocked.
Right.
So I think more research needs to be done. Someone needs to get a Geiger counter along the West Coast and just walk it and see, you know, in Southern California, is it as hot as it is in Northern? Well, then maybe we can draw some kind of conclusion. But I was appalled that, you know, this dump site is right off the coast and has been done. It's called the Farallon Dump. And I guess those containers are seeping through and opening up, and the fish are being contaminated there. They're finding americium, which is a radioactive decay product of plutonium, in some of the samples just 60 miles away from the site. So they're working on that right now. But, you know, there isn't that much more news coming from Fukushima that I can see other than, you know,
well, isn't there supposed to be some kind of mitigation process underway about the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Mitigation?
At Fukushima.
Well, I haven't seen any other news. The removal of those rods, I haven't heard
right.
a bit about it. Since
right, that's the mitigation I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes, not anything since... this reactor 3 has caused some attention, and again, no information is coming out of Japan because of their new law passed.
Right.
So it's difficult. You kind of have to piece things together and figure out what's going on. But, you know, I say that, yes, Fukushima is a huge threat, but then there's a lot of threats throughout the United States going on daily. You know, we've got radioactive dumps here and there, and it's just everywhere you look. There's a new story coming up that something spilled on the freeway, or they cleaned up, even in San Antonio, I'm not too far from there, they had a huge truck that tipped over a bunch of radioactive stuff. And then you don't hear much more about it. You know, they say they cleaned it up.
Right.
But we're surrounded by it, you know. It's something I guess we just have to live with, but hopefully get enough people listening to your show and others, and people will start writing their congressmen and senators, and people will start protesting in the streets and say, what's going on, and get things changed, get our government involved.
Absolutely.
You know, I do know that Barbara Boxer, who's one of, when we were in California with the San Onofre mess, she got involved with Arne Gunderson, and they shut that thing down. There was a celebration there. So things can happen when people get on the streets and protest and decide we're going to ask the government what's going on. You know, but then here you've got Obama, President Obama and his family, you know, swimming in the waters in Hawaii on his vacation, and I'm thinking there's a disconnect somewhere here. You know, either he doesn't believe it or people aren't measuring it in Hawaii, because I would think Hawaii would be far more contaminated than the West Coast. There's not a lot of monitoring going on there.
Amazing. Anne, any follow-up on this?
Well, he's swimming on the North Shore.
Is he?
So that's probably the most... The current comes north of Hawaii.
Okay.
And, there's a big gyre. It's called the Northern Pacific Gyre. And it stretches all the way from Japan to, almost to North America. And it circulates, counterclockwise. So it's, that's what's carrying the stuff that's in the ocean over to the North America. And there'll be a little bit that'll leak south, but most of it will come into North America. And then it gets settled on the beaches over here. They used to say Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. I don't know if they're still saying that. So, radiation is a problem. I encourage people to get a detector. I think that's a good idea. And probably if this man hadn't been out there measuring radiation levels and reporting it to the newspapers, to the media, then we might not have, that dump site that was in the early 70s might not have been brought into the forefront by the Wall Street Journal. So I encourage people to look around. I know we have several dump sites here in St. Louis, and of course we have a fire in a landfill that is filled with radioactive stuff. So far the fire hasn't reached the radioactive part of the landfill. But when it does, then the radioactive particles will be carried up into the air, and then you'll get respiratory problems. And it's actually better if you can avoid breathing it, because it gets into your lungs and it stays in your lungs. The particles are too big to cross into the bloodstream. But if you ingest it, your body will try to get rid of it, try to get rid of the radiation. And they can give you medicines for that to help your body eliminate those heavy particles. But unfortunately, the body will absorb the strontium-90 and the cesium-137 and try to use those as calcium and potassium. And potassium is very important in blood, in electrolyte regulation, and probably is implicated in a lot of heart attacks that are not being attributed to it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I also recommend people keeping up on your minerals. Do your iodine and even a drop of it. I do a drop of Iosol, and I put it right on my thyroid, on my skin, and let it absorb what I need rather than ingesting it for now. But also increase your potassium, your boron for counteracting the uptake of cesium-137, and all the other minerals that are related. For plutonium, you need enough iron. And I usually do a different kind of iron. I forget it. Ferrous. Trying to think of the type of iron.
Ferrous sulfate.
I'm just blanking out right now. It's a good source of iron. It's not the bad source that causes free radicals.
Hold that thought, ladies. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number's 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the third day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find energy cleaner for sale. Great way to wake up pain-free with more physical energy, mental energy, feel better than you've probably felt in years. The energy cleaner, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Quick reminder, I'll be speaking tomorrow, January the 4th, in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. My toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And I will be available for private consultations tomorrow in Mountain Home if you need one, and you can make arrangements to do that if you would like. Call my private line at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison and Diane Johnson. Ladies, we got a caller here. We'll only have time for one call. Greg in California. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, John and ladies. I was wondering if you guys could tell me two quick questions. Does any of this heavy Because, Ann, you told me a couple of years ago if the barometric pressure got over 30 points, that the heavy isotopes would be dropping. You know, you told me about that aspect. But what do you guys think about the chemtrail? I mean, does you know, with the nanoparticulates, does this radiation go through the jet streams and get involved with them to rain down on us? That's the first question.
Yeah, an atmospheric high will bring those particles down. An atmospheric high brings down the air from the chemtrail level, and mm-hmm. it will bring it down to the surface of the Earth. So you have to look where the highs and the lows are on your surface analysis.
The barometric pressure?
Yes. mm-hmm. And in some cases, you get a jet level low or a high that will enhance... especially if it's a high, if you have a surface high and you have a jet level high, then they're called stacked. They're like stacked on top of each other. That's when you have the real problems of bringing stuff from the upper atmosphere down to the surface of the Earth. Generally, in those cases, what you'll discover is that the center of the high is warmer. So wherever the high is centered, that part of the country will be warmer than the surrounding areas.
And you don't want to stand in the rain either, you were saying.
Well, that's true, too. If you get a good thunderstorm, now that's a low, but what happens, and so on a low, what you've got is like a tornado. It brings what's on the earth up into the sky. But what happens is that when it gets up, well, some of the thunderstorm heights can be, oh, golly, 60,000 feet. I mean, they can be very high. And so what happens is those particles that are up there, then the water condenses on them and brings them down as rain, and that will clear out the atmosphere also.
Mm. Any threat of any trauma in Las Vegas, would you say, Ann or Diane, that you know of that's worse than what it was a couple of years ago that one would have to watch out for?
Well, go ahead, Diane.
Well, I just know Las Vegas, you know, from all the testing, you know, the deserts, everything's contaminated. I personally think I've known doctors that have measured friends of mine that had a house, a second home in Las Vegas, and every time she came back, he said, "Where have you been? You're just loaded with radiation." So the fallout that was, you know, above the ground and underground explosions that they did out there and all that testing for so many years has deposited a lot of stuff all around Las Vegas. I have never personally looked into, you know, I just don't go there very often. I'm so sensitive to everything. I just try to leave whenever I find that there's a high level of any kind of radiation, even though, you know, we're all being hit. What do you think, Ann?
Well, I'm looking at the surface analysis chart right now. This is on weather.gc.ca. And the .ca is out of Canada, but they do a surface analysis for North America. So it's weather.gc.ca. Looking at Nevada, and it doesn't have any highs over it. There's a high over Colorado, western Colorado, that's a 1030. So there, you know, there'd be some deposition there. And there's a 1028 that's up over Idaho, and then there's a 1023 off the coast of California. So right now... Greg, Nevada looks clear.
And there's nothing, because I talked to Major Doug Rocky a couple of times, and he said he was shooting depleted uranium out here on the gun ranges, but those of us that are living in Las Vegas, I kind of fluctuate, but he said we're dying a slow death of DU. And does that DU affect with Fukushima? Does it interact or make it worse? Because he said, you know, the wind blows across a stupid city, and those of us that are living here when we are... You know, slow death. What's your comment, either one of you, on that?
Well, I would think that anytime you're near,
it out there.
Yeah, anytime you're near a base or anywhere military or whatever they're doing, the air will take it. Yes, I think we live close to Camp Stanley. I did some research, and they have tremendous, just because of the gunpowder, there's a lead contamination that they had to do soil integration and all kinds of stuff. And it's, you know, it's very close to San Antonio, big city, and all that stuff is blowing in the air. And until, you know, whenever you're near anything like that, you're going to be hit. I don't see how you can avoid in the airspace. you know, being that close, depending on where the winds are blowing, of course.
Well, Greg, keep in mind, any radiation detection equipment has to be calibrated properly. Otherwise, you really don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and I can't afford one of those right now, John. You know my situation.
Right, right. Well, Greg, thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate it. Give each of you a minute to summarize your thoughts, ladies. Let's go start with Diane first and follow up with Ann.
Well, I think the big thing to do is watch what I do for people that can't afford. I do have a Geiger counter, but for people that don't have that kind of, you know, such, they don't have the money for that sort of thing, you can just look at radiationnetwork.com. It's an independent radiation monitoring station around the United States. It gives you a ballpark figure moment to moment. Every couple 5 minutes it updates, and independent people around the country have those inspectors. And you will find that if it starts to double in your area, then maybe there's a situation arising and you need to take cover. And I think it's always good to have duct tape on hand and plastic sheeting. I wasn't even aware that if we were to have a big plume over your head and you needed to stay indoors, it's important to use plastic sheeting over all of your outlets, turn off all your heating or cooling situations so that you don't get air coming in from outside, and kind of make a safe house within your own home and until you know it's safer. And also get some of those NIOSH. I think there are 100 respirators. You can order them online. They will, you know, for toxic exposures, they could protect you from inhaling hot particles. I don't know how efficient, but they aren't very expensive. But those are at least some things you can do.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you. And your follow-up, please. Thank you, Diane.
Well, I want to, again, tell people that we're at the perihelion. That will be at 6 o'clock Central Time tomorrow, John, early in the morning.
All right.
We've already had an unexpected explosion of a volcano in El Salvador. That's in Central America. This was not considered an active volcano. It's not listed on any volcano list that I'm familiar with. The last time it erupted was in the 70s. That would have been 40 years ago. But so we've had that. We had this asteroid that's hit that was just found the day before it hit. And I want to remind people that when the ultraviolet flash occurs, now there's no measure for that. In other words, there's no metric. It's not that you're going to find that posted. If you're on the alert list and you get an alert when there's a strong flare on the sun, it's not going to tell you there was a UV flash. You have to get that anecdotally. I get it from spaceweather.com. But November 1st, we had a very intense UV flash, and then on November 5th, you remember that the low pressure high on became a Category 5.
And thank you, Diane. Thank you. We're out of time, ladies. And we'll do some radio with Dr. Bill later today.
All right, bye, Diane.
All right, bye, bye.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Y'all be safe out there. Have a fun, safe weekend. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. God bless America. And look forward to seeing a lot of you tomorrow, Saturday, in the Mountain Home, Arkansas.